Thank you, Regina. So, may I also thank the other speakers as we sort of draw to the close of today's proceedings. But I thought I'd just speak a little bit about where to with the Alliance. And I don't need to convince anyone in the room about the extent of alcohol's harms, the devastating impact on our communities, and the high personal and financial toll that we pay. Nor do I need to explain to you there are proven and evidence-based policies that will reduce alcohol-related harms. We know this. Yet this is a message that still needs to be accepted by our politicians and our decision-makers. We are launching NAPA today as the weather warms up and we head into summer. While summer is a happy time for most Australians, sadly, we know that during this period we will again witness catastrophic incidents with tragic consequences for individuals, families and communities across the state. Emergency workers, police, ambulance officers, doctors, surgeons and nurses. We know all too well the increase in harms that come with summer. We've had some stories today about the effects on individuals, and Peter talked a little about some of his experiences. Let me share one of our own. Someone who knows only too well is Susan Delgado. Susan is here with us today. And 4 years ago this week, her son Damien hit a tree at high speed after a night of drinking at a pub in southern Sydney. So damaged was the vehicle that it took emergency workers 2.5 hours to free Damien from the wreckage. While Damien survived that accident, his injuries were severe and his leg was amputated. 4 years on, Damien is still undergoing surgery and is only just now at a point where he can look forward to returning to the workforce. I opened my remarks by saying we know the key to effectively dealing with alcohol harms, and the other speakers have made mention of this. This is not a problem without a solution. In New South Wales, as the video shows, the key is NAPA. We have described NAPA as a formidable alliance. It is. Brian Aller has already made mention of the 27-strong coalition, and I think it's worth emphasising the breadth of the alliance, which encompasses health, medical, community, law enforcement, emergency services and research organisations. Now, the Alliance has settled on three policy priorities to begin with. These three areas are those where the New South Wales Government can have the greatest influence on reducing alcohol-related harms. These are alcohol's availability, alcohol's pricing and promotion, and the rights of communities in this equation. When we talk about alcohol availability, we are talking about increased availability of alcohol as a result of the increase in the number of licensed premises and the longer trading hours that they enjoy. The summer alcohol harms video we just screened pointed to more than 15,000 liquor licences across the state of New South Wales. There are 15,115 to be precise. That works out at one licence for every 371 people aged over 18 years. Now it's a simple equation. The more liquor outlets that we have and the longer they trade, the more likely we are to see alcohol-related harms. This message has not gotten through here in Sydney, where there are 2,200 licences just here in the 26 square kilometres that represent the city centre. On alcohol availability, the Alliance is calling for the introduction of a 3 a.m. common closing time and a 1 a.m. for clubs and a 1 a.m. lockout for all pubs and clubs across New South Wales and the ACT. We are asking the Government to stop granting licences in areas already overrun by licensed premises by introducing saturation zones, which will impose limitations on the provision of new licences. To avoid areas from becoming overrun by licensed premises, we are asking for the introduction of cluster control policies that would prohibit new licences from being granted within a specified distance of existing licensed premises. and we are calling for a moratorium that prevents trading after midnight for new liquor licences and existing licensees seeking trading extensions. What then of pricing and promotion? Only yesterday we heard of the promotion now banned by Olga, which aimed to break the world record for the number of mojitos consumed. The venue was promoting, that was promoting it, would have had 2,000, said that it would have 2,000 mojitos waiting to be downed at the start of the night. And part of their promotional line is waiting at the bar, ready to get legless with all of you. The banning of reckless and dangerous promotions like this doesn't happen very often. You don't have to go very far to find heavily discounted drinks sold in venues across the state. This is not a practice, of course, limited to bars, pubs and clubs. It is more frequently the preserve of retailers who constantly push their lowest liquor price guarantees. To a very large extent, these practices are a contravention of existing New South Wales liquor laws. The Alliance is calling on the government to end these practices by prohibiting the harmful discounting of alcohol products at on-licence and off-licence premises. We're also calling for a prohibition on the sale of shots, mixed drinks with more than 30 mils of alcohol and ready-mixed drinks stronger than 5% alcohol by volume after 10 p.m. We're also seeking the prohibition prohibiting the sale of more than 4 drinks to any one person at one time and to the provision of free water stations at every licensed premises. And finally, we are seeking the prohibition of the sale of alcohol mixed with energy drinks after midnight. NAPA's third policy priority area is the rights of communities. Members of the public and people working in areas directly affected by alcohol should have the opportunity to comment on or to raise concerns about applications for new premises or variations to existing licences. While it is true that provisions for consultation do exist in New South Wales, data and evidence requirements are so often so extensive and require research and legal expertise that puts the process out of the reach of the general public. The Alliance wants greater opportunities for people to engage with the consultation process for new and variations to liquor licences, and importantly, to be supported when making complaints about venues. The Alliance wants the establishment of a service to support people and organisations that wish to raise concerns. NAPA is also calling for the development and the rollout of effective public education campaigns to raise awareness of the risks associated with alcohol consumption and ways to avoid those risks. All too often, public education campaigns that have been conducted are ineffective. What we want is meaningful and effective public education campaigns. So, from our extensive annual polling, we know a great deal about Australians' attitude to alcohol. This is important because politicians need to understand that there is a sense in the community that change should be made. We know that the majority, 80% of New South Wales adults, believe that Australia has a problem with excess drinking or alcohol abuse. The majority of New South Wales adults, 77%, believe more needs to be done to reduce the harms caused by alcohol illness, injury, death and related issues. The same polling tells us that almost 1.7 million, 34% of New South Wales adults have been affected by alcohol-related violence. Research commissioned by FAIR estimates the total costs of these harms in New South Wales to be nearly $10 billion per annum. In New South Wales, we have a public that wants something done about this problem. We have evidence-based solutions ready to implement, and we have a strong, formidable coalition speaking with one voice, advocating for proven alcohol policy measures that, if it be implemented, will save lives and make for a more sober community. The summer alcohol harms video you have just watched forecasts a heavy summer alcohol toll. Yet the personal and financial price paid by the people of New South Wales does not have to be so high. This is very much a problem with a solution. That is the Alliance's message to the Government of New South Wales and to the people of New South Wales. It's a clear message to the Premier. NAPA is here, NAPA has the solutions, and NAPA will be at the door calling for action until meaningful policy change is made. Thank you very much.